The All England Lawn Tennis Club, London SW19. The Centre Court, a quarter acre dueling ground for the greats. The most famous court in tennis has been graced by some fierce competitors through the years. But for a whole generation, there was only one perfect match. Bjorn Borg was the first pop idol ever seen on centre court. The 60s had gone, but the slender, long-haired Swede still captured the era. Borg was young and cool. Tennis was the new rock and roll, and Wimbledon was besieged by a new army of fans.
When you saw what was going on with him when he started to play at Wimbledon.
Borg made his Wimbledon debut as a 17-year-old in 1973. 3 years later, he was playing Ilina Stasi in the final.
Well, before the final, I felt pretty good.
For the next 5 years, Borg's celebrations became a part of the ritual of the English summer.
And winning that last point, it was like, you know, that's probably the most happiest, the most satisfying.
But the following year, a new challenger emerged. A young American with a touch from the gods and the temperament of Thor.
The life of John McEnroe separated into two parts, you know, before and after that Wimbledon in 77.
Borg, meanwhile, was continuing his assault on the record books.
That's it.
Jimmy Connors, one of the game's great fighters, was beaten in five sets in 1977, and again, this time in three, the following year, his spirit for once broken by the invincible Swede. In 1979, another left-handed American, Roscoe Tanner, lost in five sets as Borg claimed his fourth title. Easy Margin, the Swede said. Ice in the stomach, in the blood and the veins. What was required was a little fire. No one had anticipated Mount Etna.
Can I have the referee, please?
No.
Can I have the referee?
No,
I'd like the referee.
When he arrived at Wimbledon in 1980, the tabloid's new superbrat was still searching for fulfillment. One man stood in his way.
I felt like my time had come.
Borg was hardly the aging champion. He was 24. McEnroe was 21. Two young men united only in their desire to win.
He won the first set very easy.
McEnroe started the faster. Borg, the classic counterpuncher, began to inch his way back into the match. The Swede took the next two sets as the American, his temper anesthetized by the Swede's composure, for once could find no answer. It was as if the lives of two great players had been choreographed for this one dance. For more than 20 minutes, the balance of power shifted and swayed. McEnroe saved five match points, Borg six set points. From a classic, the perfect attraction of opposites, the match turned into an unforgettable battle of wills.
7-6, 11-10.
As point followed point, and the crowd's excitement turned to wonder and then disbelief, there was no doubt that the destiny of the title hung on the outcome.